Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Dr. Bishwajit Panja, and in this show, we are going to discuss about composition. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. What is composition? Composition is a concept used in object-oriented design and programming. Now, in object-oriented programming, as you know, we have the classes. In the classes, we have data members and the member functions. We normally start with a .h file where we start with the class name, class XYZ, and then data members. Private most of the time, integer A, string B, and then member functions A, B, C, D, F, or any other like that. So after we write the class in .h file, we try to implement that in .cpp file. So we have .h file, .cpp file. So .h file contains the class definition and declaration, and then .cpp file contains the class implementation. So as I said, most of the time we try to have the data members or the variables as private so that the object cannot modify the data members, and we try to keep the member functions as public. So when we create an object from a class, we have access to the member functions, and then the member functions have access to the private data members since they are existing in the same class. So most of the time we use simple data members, whether it's integer, float, double, and so on. However, sometimes we use an object from another class as a data member. So when we use an object of another class as a data member in a class, that is when the composition happens. So the composition is, let's say we have class A, class B. Now we create an object from class B and include that as a data member in class A, so that is composition. So normally when we are using the data members or the variables, we use again simple variables, whether it's of data type integer, float, string, and so on. But when we include one object as a data member in a class, that's when composition happens. Okay, this is called composition. Now, why do we need composition? The reason we use composition so that we do not have to write more code for, let's say, storing data in an array. So, since we have taken the example of array, so let's say we have an array class which provides the structure for storing data. Okay, so now if we include the object of that array class as a data member of another class, in that case, we do not have to explicitly use any array to store the data in that class. Since we are using the object from the array class, we can have that as a data member, and we can avoid writing new arrays in our class. Okay, so when we are creating the object and then including as data member, does it call the constructor? Okay, so most of the time when we create an object from a class, okay, at the point of creating the object, it normally calls the constructor. Okay, so if let's say a class A has three constructors. One is without any parameter, one with two parameters, one with three parameters. So when we are creating an object of class A without any parameters, then the default constructor without any parameter is called. So if we want our object to call the constructor with two parameters, when we are creating the object of class A, we need to provide two parameters. Likewise, if we want our object to call the constructor with three parameters, we provide three parameters. Okay, so that is standard. But when we include that object as a data member in another class, does it call the constructor immediately? The answer is no, it does not. It does not call the constructor immediately. But it does call the constructor when the object is created for the host class. Okay, because the host class contains that data member, which is an object from another class. So when an object is created from the host class, that's when the constructor is called of the data member. And it is called automatically, so we do not have to explicitly use any other code. We do not have to explicitly use the destructor. And for example, if we are using array class, and if that array class has dynamic memory allocation, so those operations are done automatically. We do not have to explicitly write any code in our host class to perform those operations. Okay, so as you can see, it is always easy to use an object from an existing class as a data member if we are trying to use its functionality. Okay, so composition is one concept, as I said, in object-oriented design and programming, which helps in avoiding writing the same code, avoiding writing the same functionality, and help in storing the data in the existing array, which is coming from a different class. Okay, so again, the composition is very helpful and useful as well. Okay, now one thing might come to your mind. When we are using composition and we are creating, let's say, a separate class, let's say we had class A, okay? Now, we want to write another class A, but we want to include one object as a data member using the concept of composition. So, should we delete the existing class A and move on to writing the new class A with the concept of composition? The answer is no, we should not. Okay, why should we not delete the existing class A and move on to writing the new class A with composition? It is because of the compatibility issue. Okay, what type of compatibility issue can come here? Let's say a client program, it was using the existing or the previous class A. Okay, now our class A is going to change with some concept of composition, and we are trying to put new methods or new functions there. Okay, so in order for the client program to work with the existing class, we keep the existing class as it is. Now we write a new class. Let's say our previous class was with a small letter A. Now you make it a class capital A. Okay? We try to keep the same name so that when a programmer is reading these two programs, he or she can notice that these two classes are similar. The only difference has been made in the new class with capital A is we have included one data member, which is an object from another class. Okay, so this will help to avoid any confusion about our previous class and the new class. Okay, so in order to be making sure that the client program can work, okay, we keep the existing classes, and then on top of that we write the new class. Okay, so compatibility is another thing which comes to the picture when we are writing a new class with composition. Okay, so we need to make sure that our classes are compatible. Okay, they can work with the other classes, they can work with the other clients. Okay, so again, we are talking about the composition. Okay, and we are trying to discuss what type of issues can arise when we are using the composition. So one issue was the compatibility. Now another question can come to our mind is, instead of using composition, can we not directly use the inheritance? Because using inheritance, we do not have to be worried about the compatibility because we are using the existing concept. Okay, so we are going to discuss about the inheritance, but here our goal is to understand and see the issues with the composition. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the Gogo Radio archive for Bishwajit Panja. If there is a show you'd like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Now, thanks for your time today, and remember to tune into Gogo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.